This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is making rapid strides in the semiconductor sector, building a robust ecosystem to power its digital future and drive global innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Union Cabinet's decision relating to approval of semiconductor units in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab will boost manufacturing capacity, create high-skilled jobs and position India as a key player in the global supply chain. The Union Cabinet approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the decision was taken by the Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister.
4 सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, 2 ओडिशा में, 1 पंजाब में और 1 आंध्रा। 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है, जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम, डिजाइन, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
Farmers from across the country have thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his bold decision in trade agreements despite foreign pressure. A large gathering of farmer organization leaders and cultivators from across the country met with Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday to express gratitude and support for government's decisive action to protect farmers' interest. The Ministry of Home Affairs has tightened norms governing Overseas Citizens of India, OCI. The ministry said that OCI registration will be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more or is charge-sheeted for an offence punishable with imprisonment of 7 years or more. The provision applies irrespective of whether the conviction occurred in India or abroad, provided the offence is recognised under Indian law. India has banned imports of certain jute products and ropes from Bangladesh through all land routes with immediate effect. A notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, ropes and bags can now enter India only through the Nhava Sheva seaport in Maharashtra. The move is aimed at quality control or protection of domestic industry. The banned products include bleached and unbleached woven fabrics of jute or of other textile bast fiber, twine, cordage, rope of jute and sacks and bags of jute. Imports of these products from Bangladesh will not be allowed from any land port on the India-Bangladesh border. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable will be held in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnaw and Piyush Goyal will attend the roundtable. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement informed that ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore Gan Kim Yong and Foreign Affairs Minister Josephine Teo will participate in the meeting. The ministry said that the ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting up a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign commemorating the 79th year of India's independence, encouraging the hoisting of the Indian flag at homes, is being celebrated across numerous locations in India. Ghar, ghar, tiranga, har ghar, tiranga. In Sikkim, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang led the state-level program at Manan Kendra organized by the state government as part of the nationwide Har Ghar Tiranga campaign yesterday. In Tripura, Chief Minister Manik Saha has urged all sections of people to join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign to pay homage to those who gave up their lives in the country's freedom struggle. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand and Telangana today. IMD has also predicted extremely very heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir till Friday and in Telangana till 17th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.